Blackstone Audio presents We Are All Completely Beside Ourselves by Karen Joy Fowler. This book is read by Orla Cassidy. In memory of the wonderful Wendy Weil, champion of books, animals, and in both categories, me. Your experience as apes, gentlemen, to the extent that you have something of that sort behind you, cannot be more distant from you than mine is from me. But it tickles at the heels of everyone who walks here on Earth, the small chimpanzee, as well as the great Achilles. Franz Kafka, A Report for an Academy. Prologue. Those who know me now will be surprised to learn that I was a great talker as a child. We have a home movie taken when I was 2 years old, the old-fashioned kind with no soundtrack. And by now the colors have bled out. A white sky, my red sneakers a ghostly pink, but you can still see how much I used to talk. I'm doing a bit of landscaping, picking up one stone at a time from our gravel driveway, carrying it to a large tin washtub, dropping it in, and going back for the next. I'm working hard, but showily. I widen my eyes like a silent film star. I hold up a clear piece of quartz to be admired, put it in my mouth, stuff it into one cheek. My mother appears and removes it. She steps back then, out of the frame. But I'm speaking emphatically now. You can see this in my gestures. And she returns, drops the stone into the tub. The whole thing lasts about 5 minutes, and I never stop talking. A few years later, Mom read us that old fairy tale.